The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
My human nature. Don't try to convince me that man is inherently good and unselfish. Nah, you'll never convince me. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 4 o'clock hour. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. What in the world am I ranting about this time? Well, we just prefer preliminary remarks. It's not the word I was looking for. But anyway, everything comes down to worldview. And if you're a regular listener, we go over this all the time. A biblical worldview begins with fallen man, an evil nature, a sinful nature. That's where we begin. Evil, fallen man in desperate need of redemption. A secular humanist worldview, which is held by many people who claim to be Christians, begins with every man is inherently good. The only time somebody is bad is because they were put in a bad environment, they weren't loved, and all they need is a little bit of encouragement, and you spark that flame of divinity and so on and so forth. All right. What am I talking about? During the break, I had the TV on here in the studio, and they're interviewing people in Florida. Now, let's just lay this down as a foundation. On Friday last week, when we were together, when you and I were together on Friday of last week, it was almost certain that Hurricane Dorian was going to slam into the east coast of Florida at a Category 3, 4, or possibly 5. A Category 5 slamming into the coast of Florida would have been absolutely devastating. It would have been like Andrew. Dozens, if not hundreds, of people dead, thousands and thousands of homes severely damaged, and in many cases totally destroyed. It would have devastated a large swath of Florida, and that's what we were looking at just last Friday. And then Saturday, it did strengthen to a Category 5. And people were saying early Saturday, oh, this is bad. It's going to hit Florida. Oh, my goodness, it's going to be terrible. And then it took a turn. Well, first, it stalled. It completely stalled over the Bahamas, absolutely devastated much of the Bahamian islands. And it just stalled. And then it began to weaken. And then it has turned north. And now it looks like Florida is not going to be damaged hardly at all. There are going to be some storm surge, some fairly heavy winds and rain, but no big deal at all. Now, during the break, and by the way, because of the forecast, Friday, Saturday, there were several mandatory evacuations. Officials on the scene and federal officials says you've got to get out of here. You got to leave. You've got to get out. And some of you saw the massive traffic jams, people leaving and so forth. All right. It all changed. And so people are being allowed to come back to the coastal regions of Florida. And I heard several people griping and complaining. I don't know why they told us to evacuate. It's no big deal. I don't know why they forced us. It cost me days of wages, and I lost work, and it cost us money, and we had to sit in those traffic jams, and now we find out. And I'm going, are you serious? Are you serious? Prayers have been answered. Your home could have been totally destroyed if this storm had approached Florida the way it was being predicted Thursday and Friday of last week. And you would have been thanking God. Oh, we're so grateful that we evacuated. Our home is destroyed. There's nothing left, but at least we weren't there and we are safe. And because they were spared, they're griping and complaining because they had to evacuate. And now they're coming back. Oh, my goodness. Like I said, the human nature, it's nuts. Oh. Anyway, the people in Florida, and Joy's got a nephew that would have been right smack in the middle of where the storm was supposed to come. So anyway, the people in Florida should be thanking God that this storm has taken a different direction. And it looks like it could cause some damage up possibly in South Carolina, maybe Thursday, Friday of this week. We don't know. But, you know, we often say, well, they dodged a bullet. In this case, they really did, and they should be on their knees, on their faces, thanking God. And if they have any doubt, they should take a look at some of the video and the pictures coming out of the Bahamas. Just, there's, I don't know. I think they've only confirmed like 10 deaths. In the next week, I think there's going to be a lot of deaths in the Bahamas. And massive destruction. Some people are saying that some of the smaller islands will never be the same. The entire geography of the Bahamas, in some cases, has been changed forever. I don't know whether this is true, but I heard someone, I think it was late last evening, saying that some, and like there are what? I don't know, over 1,000 different islands in the Bahamas. Not all of them inhabited, but someone said that some of those islands are gone. They don't exist anymore because of the ferocity of the storm. So, you know, biblical truth. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We all need to be reminded to live lives of thanksgiving. The things that we call good, give God thanks. The things that we call bad, give God thanks. He has a purpose and a plan in all of it. And some of the residents in Florida could certainly learn that. Again, I was just listening to him, and I'm just going, are you serious? Are you kidding me? You're complaining because the storm took a different turn, and your house isn't going to have your house, your neighborhood is not going to receive any damage, and you're complaining? All right, I'm coming up on a break. I've got so much to share with you today, but when we come back, because I cannot forget this, Chicago had one of its bloodiest, deadliest Labor Day weekends in recent history. But the newly elected mayor of Chicago has now told us who and what is to blame. Now we know the cause of the violence in Chicago. Wait till you hear this.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, now we know what the problem is in Chicago. Here's the headline today. Chicago's bloody Labor Day weekend sees at least 35 shot, 7 of them killed. This is from the Chicago Sun-Times. And then it gives the bloody detail of who was killed, including a 15-year-old boy. And then this. Overall, the city experienced a more violent weekend compared to this time last year. In 2018, Chicago's Labor Day weekend saw 4 people killed and 23 wounded. So last year, 23 wounded, 4 killed. This year, 35 wounded and 7 killed. So things are getting worse in Chicago. Well, Ted Cruz, who is running for Senate again and is a advocate of the Second Amendment, said this. Here is a tweet that he sent out. Gun control doesn't work. Look at Chicago. Disarming law-abiding citizens isn't the answer. Stopping violent criminals, prosecuting and getting them off the street before they commit more violent crimes is the most effective way to reduce murder rates. Let's protect our citizens. That's what Ted Cruz tweeted. Well, that really ticked off the newly elected Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot. And she was not a happy camper. So first, she attacks Ted Cruz, and then she tells us why Chicago is having such a problem. It's Republicans. But not even Republicans in Chicago or Illinois, but actually Republicans in other states. That's a reason. It's not her fault. It's not their fault. It's not the fact that Chicago has been under Democratic control for decades. No, 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 no. It's Republicans, and not just Republicans, cowardly Republicans. In response to Ted Cruz's tweet, the mayor of Chicago said, 60% of illegal firearms recovered in Chicago come from outside of Illinois, mostly from states dominated by coward Republicans like you who refuse to enact common sense gun legislation. So she's in charge. She's the mayor, but it's not her fault. It's not Chicago's fault. It's cowardly Republicans like Ted Cruz. He's the problem. It's his fault. Oh, my goodness, this is unbelievable. And then she put out a chart, which is disturbing. The top 10 sources of recovered firearms in Chicago. Illinois, 40%. Indiana, 21%. And so on and so forth. Then she went on to say, keep our name out of your mouth. She's talking to Ted Cruz. Keep our name out of your mouth. When Ted Cruz and the GOP dismiss common sense gun policies, they disrespect victims and their families who deserve to live without pain and fear. So there you have it, folks. Chicago is one of the bloodiest cities in America, but it's not their fault. It's a Republican senator in Texas, and it's the guns in Illinois. It is not. Oh, no, you know, wait a minute. Chicago, Illinois. Okay. Wait a minute. I'm kind of rereading this. Here, let's see. She says, okay. 60% of illegal firearms recovered in Chicago come from outside Illinois. Well, okay. Then she gives the chart. All right. But Illinois makes up 40.4% of all the illegal firearms recovered in Chicago are from their own state. Indiana, 21%. Mississippi, 5%. Wisconsin, 4%. Ohio, 2.9%. Kentucky, 2.5%. Georgia, 2.3%. Tennessee, 2.2%. Alabama, 1.9%. Texas. So she is saying that the problem is not their problem. The problem is cowardly Republicans in other states. Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, Texas. Okay. She's cherry picking here, Republican states, and saying that when you add up all the states in America where illegal firearms are recovered in Chicago, it makes up 60%. But the number one state by far with the number of illegal guns is Illinois, their own home state. 40% in one state, all the other states combined 60%, but Illinois alone is 40% of the illegal guns recovered. So to Ted Cruz's point, and by the way, most of the violence in Chicago is gang-related. We know that. Most of the violence, most of the gun, the shootings, the deaths are from gangs. We know that. But it is still true that Chicago has some of the most stringent gun laws in America. And to this point, it has not decreased gun violence. The buyback programs, the prohibition of weapons, the aggressive programs enacted by the city of Chicago under Rahm Emanuel and now Lori Lightfoot, and things are, they're not getting better. You can't judge what's going on just from one weekend. But this past holiday weekend was far more violent than a year ago. Things are not getting better. And that's the point that Ted Cruz is making. And I think it's a valid point. And instead of the leadership of Chicago saying, you know what, we need to take full responsibility for what's happening in our community, we're going to hit it head on. We're not going to make excuses. We're going to take full, complete responsibility for what's going on in our community, in our state. Instead, they're looking for other people to blame. And in this case, it's cowardly Republicans who don't even live in their state. Wow. The ability to shift blame is amazing among some politicians, and hey, sometimes Republicans do it as well, but that is cringe-worthy. Not their fault. It's cowardly Republicans. Fascinating. Just absolutely fascinating. All right, we're going to take a fascinating break. Stay tuned.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.